It's wading into the sea of love for the Valentine's Day edition of Message in the Bottle, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. Eric Meehan joins us. Hello, sir.
Well, hello, all you lovers. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Thank you.
I hope either you've got your Valentine close or you don't care one lick about this holiday, and to heck with it. But wherever you are, whatever you are, the most important thing to remember is that currently the Giants are undefeated. That's right.
Now, were you happy that the Eagles didn't win?
I like so many people, was just, not that I disagreed with the call, which apparently America didn't see. It happened sort of off the official screen. But it's always so disappointing when you're like, oh, no. Okay, well, I guess we're just going to run out the clock. And no, I wasn't disappointed. You know, I've been touting the benefits of the NFC East for years. I mean,
right?
People would poo-poo on us, say, oh, your division's terrible. I'm like, really? Who are the teams that, well, this is awkward. We're moving on. But yeah, no, it's great. It was a good game. I had fun watching it, and I think all of America did too. Apparently, 106 million households did, or some ungodly number, the third most ever. So yeah, it was cool. It was fun. You know, it's odd that the two biggest contributors were Giants that were let go.
Yeah,
that's a little odd. But you know, one. As was somebody today said, I heard that at least Kadarius Toney was the best Giants pickup because he helped you.
Yeah, the Giants got Coach of the Year. That's a nice consolation prize.
Coach of the Year. I listen. I'm bullish. Well, that's sort of the problem of what is it, the AFC South of last year, is that I'm bullish on the NFC East next year. I think it could be quite dramatic. Although I noticed the Eagles just lost both of their coordinators, so that should be fun. But we didn't, and hopefully that remains. Anyway, we're not here to talk about football, and we can talk about football as much as any talking heads, but we're here to talk about wine, folks. It's Valentine's Day. First of all, just a shameless plug, etc. Bangor Wine and Cheese is, of course, open until 6 o'clock for all your needs. We still do have some wonderful chocolates from Portland's PR Craft Chocolates, as well as VZ's own Savour. My staff has put out a wonderful little display up front of some great Valentine's ideas, but of course, no matter what it is you're looking for, we'll try to help you out and make you the hero of the day. But I always like to take today to address, is wine good for your heart? I always love this conversation because an awful lot of people, and it's not just good for your heart, it's good for you. And, you know, I think this is a really good conversation to have. We've chatted quite a bit over the past, you know, several months about a lot of these lower calorie wines, things like that. But, you know, what's the deal with wine? Okay. So overall, the alcohol and antioxidants in red wine, especially red wine, obviously, all wine has alcohol, may help indeed, and this is from the Mayo Clinic, so I'm not just making this up, may help prevent coronary artery disease, the condition that leads to heart attacks. That's fact, or at least probably fact. They never really want to say it, so they say may, but it's true. And they go on to say, of course, that the links aren't really completely understood, yada, 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 but here's the things that we know. The antioxidants that are in wine, and of course in the lots of fruits, you know, things with skins especially, blueberries, for instance, for all of us Mainers, they may increase the levels of what we call the good cholesterol, the high-density lipoproteins, and protect against cholesterol buildup. I mean, that's pretty much accepted as generalized good science, and it just so happens that grapes are really good for that sort of thing. The specific antioxidants in red wine that are called polyphenols may help protect the lining of your blood. There's going to be a lot of mays, folks, sorry. May help protect the lining of blood vessels in your heart. The tannins that are in the grape skins themselves, right? And they are in white skins, but especially in red skins. And it's sort of important to just kind of go back really quick to how most red wine is made, right? With the exception of three grapes in the world, the Vitis vinifera style. And remember, we talked about Vitis vinifera just last week. That red wines, if you squeeze the red grapes, you get clear juice out of it, and it is only by keeping the juice in contact with the crushed skins that it takes the stuff out of the skins, including the pigment, to become red wine. Okay, so the antioxidants that you find that are polyphenols, as I said, can help protect the blood vessels in your heart, and then the tannins, which are those kind of grippy, puckery things that you also find in like tea, contain polycyanidin. I swore I wasn't going to mess that up, but I did anyway. which are phenols that contain free radicals that also help prevent heart disease, and they also may help with cancers of the prostate, colon, and breast. Sounds pretty great to me, but wait, there's more. And this is the one that has been going around for years. This is the polyphenol called resveratrol. Resveratrol is in the red wine pigment that is fairly important in this discussion. resveratrol might be a key ingredient in helping prevent damage to blood vessels, reducing low-density lipoprotein, which is the bad cholesterol. It helps prevent blood clots. The alcohol in general, by the way, is what helps prevent blood clots. And frankly, for a lot of us who are sometimes sedentary than we should be, that's good. And it could be linked to a lower risk of inflammation and clotting, which leads to heart disease. That's just it also could improve sensibilities towards insulin, lowering your chance of diabetes. Now, this is not to say go drink several bottles of red wine a night. This is talking about drinking in moderation. Drinking a single glass is shown to improve brain function. The chemicals in red wine prevent the brain's neurons from dying off. Again, I'm not a doctor. This is coming from people who know far more than I do. But as a result, it protects the brain from dementia while slowing the onset of neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. That sounds fairly beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the most important and obvious, but I have to mention it anyway. There is a psychological benefit to sitting down and having a ruminative time with a glass of wine, a favorite beer, something like that. Yes, the alcohol is going to go in there, but it's also the relaxation and the almost I don't know how to put this, but there's a certain element of now it's time to switch off. And I think that people really have trouble switching off. And you don't need booze to switch off, folks, by the way. Don't get me wrong. You can switch off by, one of the ways I switch off is by sketching, right? So I'm not suggesting that. But it is important to consider that there is a psychological element to just kind of sitting down, taking a sip of wine and breathing. It's good for you in all sorts of ways. Regardless of how you're celebrating your Valentine's Day with wine, beer, whiskey, or none of the above, I hope you're celebrating it in a way that makes you happy. As I said, Bangor Wine and Cheese is open until 6 o'clock for any of your needs. Chocolate. Just throwing that out there. And we look forward to taking care of you guys on every day that's not a Hallmark guaranteed holiday anyway, because it's important to tell everybody that you love them, and that is my most important message. Do so. And I'm sure I'm out of time, so I guess I'll talk to you guys next week. We're going to start talking about organic and biodynamic agriculture and what natural wine means.
Well, we'll look forward to that. Hope you and yours have a wonderful Valentine's Day. And we may be, oh no, not may, we will definitely be talking with you next week.
Excellent. It was nice seeing you, by the way. Everybody check out the new Chimera Coffee. I was there today enjoying their wares. So get out and check out Bangor's newest coffee scene.
Absolutely. Thanks, Eric.
Cheers. Bye.
Eric Mann, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, Message in the Bottle, every Tuesday afternoon here on the program.